Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, up and down the Kuskokwim Delta. This is Grady Deaton. I'm at Coffee at KYUK. Petra Harpik puts the show together, and today, invited into the studio, I have guests from OTNC MSPI. I have Ina Pavila and Cody Pequeño. Why don't first, just to kick it off, tell me, Ina, what is MSPI over there at OTNC? What is that?
MSPI stands for Methamphetamine Suicide Prevention Initiative. And it's with the ONC, Ojibwe Native Council.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, I digress. Let's introduce you, your Yupik name, who your family are, a little bit about Ina.
Kuinga ikchao ko nunapichao ko miungunga. Excuse me. Puhtalka ataka ka mamakasu kazikaulun. Then they're from Nunapichao. And we moved down here to Bethel so many years ago, almost 30 years ago, been living here in Bethel.
And you're no stranger to Coffee at KYUK. Your sister and yourself, and is it your other sister or your aunt?
Oh, that was Janet. Yeah,
Janet. All of you came in and had sang with us. What a pleasure that was. And that was my first opportunity to hear your voice. It's a pleasure to hear you sing.
Yes, sir.
And sitting next to you here in this studio is Cody. Cody, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, Yupik name, etc.
Waka, good morning, Doshu. I've always wanted to say that on KYUK.
Yeah, because you used to work at the radio over in Aniak, is it?
No, Chivac.
In Chivac.
Yeah, I used to work at KCUK in Chivac at the radio, local radio station there, so I'm no stranger to radio. And I'm... Everybody, I'm Cody Pequeño. I'm from Chivac, but I am a new resident of Bethel. So if you see me around town, go ahead and welcome me to your hometown.
And you have family here in Bethel, don't you?
Yes.
Who are you related to here in Bethel?
I'm related to Peter Achak, who's my uncle, and also Ray Achak.
Ah. Well, you know, I don't want to get too far afield. I'd love to ask you guys some personal questions about your subsistence activities and who you are, but we have short time. And you guys did come out here with an agenda, and that agenda is to talk about the community wellness gathering August 29th and 30th at the Cultural Center. Now, that's going to be all day, it looks like, both days, from 8:30 to 4 p.m. There's going to be lunch and snacks provided, but there's a whole agenda of stuff going on, and it is specific to wellness and specific to prevention of addiction, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
It is for living well. It's related to YKHC's Jalagajarak. When you want to live well in your mind, your soul, your body, your spirit, including the whole person. And we incorporate a lot of the elders' teachers, as the elders as our teachers. And so we'll have our elders come and do some presentation and do some talking, doing some lessons, life lessons during the 2 days.
What's the main agenda for Friday? Is that a Friday? I'm sorry. August 29th? Is that a...
I think that's like a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Excuse me.
And Thursday.
Yeah. So Wednesday. What's the agenda for Wednesday the 29th?
Well, I'm excited that the Ayapon dancers are going to be performing. So that'll be fun. And then we have, of course, our guest speaker is going to be Olivia Shields. And there's a couple of presentations that we are going to be doing. One of them is Dufkakiyagak, and it not only incorporates how, you know, when you teach your little kids how to give gifts to the elders, but it incorporates a whole landscape of desiring for other people to live well. And so, you know, I can't get into specific details because it's so broad. So that's one of the things we'll be discussing. And another one would be Nels Alexis, one of our elders. Him and his wife, Katie, will be there. And he's going to be presenting June Rin Nachpgnata. And that's another elder saying of the way I understand it is, you know, you can't... Like, you know, don't... instantly just follow your mind. You know, you have to,
process it or think about it?
Not only that, but it's a preparation. It's like, it's so hard to, mm-hmm. I'm trying to explain something that, you know, that they explain so well. And but
plus you have a whole workshop planned to talk about
it. Oh, yes, definitely.
Of course it's something you can't condense down into a little sound bite for us.
And one of the highlights that I really want to put out there, that we're going to be having a dance challenge at the end of that day. And so we need people to out there to prepare for a dance challenge. Cody's going to be drumming and doing, you know, kind of a funny dance challenge. Are we going to do like...
Yeah, this dance challenge, there's going to be like... let's say several different
Yarok groups?
No, it's I'm going to be singing, mm-hmm. and then there'll be like different competitions. Like, but if you do like to dance, if you do like to yarok out there, please feel free to come and show. This is a free community wellness gathering. You just need to sign in. You don't need to pay anything. And we are welcoming everybody out there who's here in Bethel at the time on the 29th or 30th to come and participate. It's going to be very good because it's very traditional, and it really focuses on our traditional values, especially with our elders. And our elders have so much to give us. So much to tell us, and this is just a little bit of it. But then when it comes to the dancing, there's going to be like a funny dance, a traditional dance. There's going to be a different kind, and we're going to do invitationals in the first day. That's on the 29th. And there will be prizes for the funniest one and all that.
Well, so it's 8:30 to 4 p.m., so it begs my question in my head. It seems like a lot of people might be busy. What are we going to do about that? Is there going to be a chance? Now, this is not the only wellness gathering you guys have planned. I believe you do this in the villages too, right? The same model?
Yes, we do.
And you've had some success there, is that
right?
Oh,
yes, definitely.
Tell me a little bit about the history of this model.
We did a presentation. We did a gathering in Kipnik recently, and we're planning another one in Akichuk towards the end of September. And we were invited to go to Mountain Village, and we were invited, you know, several other places.
Tell me about Kipnik. Tell me about the Kipnik experience.
I can't tell you without crying.
Oh! Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead, why don't you catch us up about that event?
Actually, I wasn't at Kipnik, because I just recently started at mm-hmm. Valencia.
Are you familiar with the model that we're talking about?
I'm a little bit familiar. Like, I was just going through it, and then they've been catching me up mm-hmm. on it. So,
I understand it's a community kind of coalescing of opinions together. Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, the elders are giving back.
Yes.
And then there's an engagement element. But I only understand it from like two or three anecdotal conversations that Ina and I have had.
Well, when it comes to our elders, they're like our teachers. They mm-hmm. have. They grew up differently than the way we did, so they have so much knowledge and so much wisdom that they want to pass on to us. And this is one of the ways that they could pass it on to us, because our thinking nowadays is different compared to them. And if you really look at our elders, they're so wise. They have so much to offer, and then especially because they've experienced life, and we're just like getting started on life. So. There'll be our elders there, and it'll be really fun.
You know, back in the day, they used to gather, the men would gather in the Qazgik, and then that's when the older men would be teaching the younger. And my dad used to say how they would just hone in, and they would pretty much not blink an eye or bat an eye and not turn their head. They would listen the whole time. And they had a well of knowledge and well of wisdom that they would share. But, you know, we had a little overview a couple of days ago, and it was so deep how Nels was talking about and you just have to be there to learn about it. The other topics that we had to go through. Like on the second day also, we're going to be having Cody, who is also he's a comedian. So he's going to be sharing. Our guest speaker, and Dennis Rains will be there as well doing some sharing. Then, of course, we have the backpack presentation, which is a visual. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, we carry a lot of heavy things in our backpack. We have our own personal backpacks that we all carry. And it's learning how to help others unload, take mm-hmm. some of those heavy things off of their back, to kind of like helping each other out, bearing each other's burdens.
So it's a big call out to everyone who's available, 8:30 to 4 p.m., August 29th and 30th, to the Community Wellness Gathering at the Cultural Center. Lunch and snacks will be provided both days. There's going to be a dance contest the first day. That's a Yarok Native Dance Contest. There's going to be prizes for that. Funniest dance, most original dance, etc. Mm-hmm. You got to come and find out to find out more. But we have a few more minutes. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that's near and dear to all our listeners' hearts, and that's our subsistence activities. Before we went on the show, Ina and I were chatting about fishing. She had some anecdotes and some comments, actually hints and tips for the anglers out there.
Yes. Well, when you're out drifting, you know, we've noticed that there's a very little few silvers. But when we drifted a little bit upriver, and you know, because the water's been high, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's hard to catch the silvers. Because usually about this year, when we go to our fish cabin, it's kind of hard to go in and out when it's low tide and the water is very, very low. And usually we get a higher yield of fish. But this year the water has been very high. And so when we went out fishing a couple of days ago, we went when it was really at its low tide, right before the tide started coming in, we went out and we caught about 17. So if you go fishing, do it when it's low tide, when it's low, and go where it's shallow. Go on the shallow side instead of deep side, and you'll have a better chance of catching silvers.
You know, we don't have a whole lot of time. We're running short. Thank you for that. Thank you both for coming in. I hope the event is a success. It's always a pleasure to have you here in the studio. It's been a great pleasure to meet you and Mr. Pequeno, that is. And I only have one thing left to say, and that's to tell everyone out there who's listening to not forget to be awesome to each other. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org.